the 75th anniversary of the movie Gone with the Wind is coming up. And when our staff on All Things Considered started talking about it, we found out that many of the younger folks who work around here haven't seen this classic film. NPR's Netta Ulubi wondered why.
Could it be that Gone with the Wind is not aging particularly gracefully?
Lucy, we've got to have a doctor. I don't know nothing about birthing babies.
Film critic Wesley Morris, who works for the online magazine Grantland, says no. Gone with the Wind is a timeless classic, he explains, starting with its breathtaking technical achievements.
There's a shot of Scarlett walking across the street, and she's encountering all these bodies, and she's seeing the horror of the war for the first time. And it's just brilliant. It's a brilliant shot. And the movie is full of those, like, low angles, high angles, medium shots, long shots. The close-ups are astounding.
But here's what 13 students in a film class at Georgetown University said when asked if they'd seen it.
I've seen half of it.
Parts.
No.
No. Yes.
No.
Yes. I've seen half of it, too.
No.
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 Unfortunately, no.
These students are serious about movies, but a lot of them sided with 20-year-old Mike Minahan, who said when it comes to Gone with the Wind, frankly, he doesn't give a damn.
Like, everything I've seen about it says, like, glorifies the slave era and stuff, and I don't know what's the point of that. Like, I don't really see that as a good time in history to be like, oh, sweet, a love story of, like, people who owned slaves. Like, good for you.
The students had two issues with Gone with the Wind, race and rape.
Take your hands off me. You drunken fool.
Scarlett is raped by her husband and wakes up the next morning in an absolutely wonderful mood. Today we watch that scene, or those with happy slaves, differently than we would have even a generation ago. But that doesn't mean Gone with the Wind isn't timeless, says critic Wesley Morris. It's just that to many viewers now, it's unfashionable.
The reason the movie isn't fashionable is that people think the ideas in it don't matter anymore.
But, Morris says, these vexing ideas about rape and race in Gone with the Wind are still huge underlying problems in society.
And in popular culture. And you can't pretend that those things aren't there anymore just because it's 2014 and not 1939.
In 1939, when the movie came out, its themes of deprivation made sense to Depression-era audiences.
As God is my witness, I'll never be hungry again.
Food insecurity, war.
Steve Wilson curated an exhibition about Gone with the Wind up now at the University of Texas at Austin. He discussed it on NPR a few weeks ago.
These issues that were so important to Scarlett were also important to the people of the time. And I think that it resonated so much that it became an integral part of our culture that is still with us today.
Hunger, Wilson says, homelessness, dealing with trauma after war. They're all still contemporary issues. And even though it's told from the perspective of a white, slave-owning woman, Wilson says Gone with the Wind's large canvas love story is timeless, too.
I've had the experience of falling in love with someone who didn't fall in love with me, you know, so that is something that I think everybody can relate to.
That relatability is partly what separates a Gone with the Wind from a troublesome classic like The Birth of a Nation. And traditionally, Gone with the Wind has been a family movie. That's what it was for 27-year-old Georgetown student Becky Neff.
I saw it because I have aunts and uncles who were very affected by it and when they were growing up, and they just, it's a way of us to share something together in common, and they like to pass down things that were interesting for them.
And how interesting to families today to acknowledge and talk about problems with the film, to understand America's evolving sense of what's acceptable, and better appreciate a sweeping and timeless American epic. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.